run. Yeah, that got things going for them.
Well, yeah, you know, but it could have gotten it could have really snowballed and really quit very quickly. But, you know, I felt like when the girls went to the circle to kind of slap Peyton on the backside and tell her it's going to be okay, they came away with smiles. And, you know, I feel like a leadoff home run's a heck of a lot. It's better to give that home run up on the first batter than the last batter, because, yeah, you know, that's not a good one. But, anyway, I thought you look at it from the all facets of the game. As far as pitching goes, I thought Peyton settled in and did a really good job against a good hitting team. I think the runs that they put up against Clarinda, and I think they're averaging somewhere around 5, 6, 7 runs
four
a game
hits,
or something
four
like that.
Hits, four strikeouts.
You know, she pitched great. Yeah. I'm very, very pleased with what we had in the circle. Hitting wise, how can you be disappointed? I thought we stayed off that rise ball very, very well. The changeup, we stayed off of that as well. We fouled it off with two strikes, just like we wanted to have them do. And we did. As Brian says there, and part of that, you can take your hat off to the coaching staff of Centerville. They did a great job of putting their girls in position. But, you know, the reality of the situation is we just didn't get the hit when we really needed it, even if it was solid.
You know, she wasn't overpowering. I mean, just one strikeout and one walk. But what was it she was doing to keep us off balance?
Well, we were out front on a lot of it. A lot of that was the outside half that she was throwing to, and we were out front. That's the pop-ups, probably the product of that in many cases, and that didn't help us because we did get the runners on, which was kind of infrequent, but when we did get them on, it was we ended up with not getting solid contact, and when we did get solid contact, it came right to them. So, you know, you got to look at, I thought, pitching and hitting, and, you know, Zoe had a tough play to the middle that she had to go try to get that ball by second base, but, you know, I thought we played solid defense behind him. I thought we had a double play there, too. It was so close. First one we returned, that 6-4-3. But, you know, biggest thing is now is, you know, how do you use a loss like this? Yeah. I know there's a lot of tears in the circle. And now that we're leaving and going our separate ways and taking our vacations and doing all those things, when we get back together with the pitchers probably through the first of the year and with the hitters in February, it's remind yourself of how you felt tonight when you walked off the field.
Sonny's the only one that leaves.
Yeah, you know, as I was saying earlier, you know, last year at this time she was extremely disappointed in the way that her junior season went. We were DPing for her. She was playing most by this point in the season. She was playing pretty much exclusively at second base, but throughout the course of the season we were moving girls in and out of there, so she wasn't even a girl that was consistently in the lineup early on last year. And it's a credit to her to just come out in the off season and make herself the hitter that she turned out to be. She had 325, 340, I forget what her batting average is, but it's up there where, you know, last year it was in the 100s, just barely into the 200s. And then defensively at second base, she just did an outstanding job for us. But what you guys don't see is her in the dugout keeping things light. And we have a award that we give each game on picking up teammates, not just necessarily on the field, but also in the dugout and other places. And she's won that for numerous games. So she's going to sorely be missed as far as her on-field performance, but also up behind the scenes and the things that she does with this team.
You know, you fell short tonight, but you got to look back at the journey.
That's a great group of kids, you know. Yeah, I compared Missouri Valley game to this game, you know, the first game to the last game. And you got Maddie McLaren coming in as hard. We put her back specifically because of the long ball. We didn't want to get a double out of it. She comes running in hard and almost makes that catch, you know. That's a play that she doesn't even get close to making against Missouri Valley. Dylan Ball didn't have some of the plays that she normally makes out in right field. Wasn't even in the lineup last year, neither one of those girls. And she makes some great plays for us throughout the course of the season. McKenna, you know, she got moved over to center field, and she's been working and working and working awful hard on that diving. In fact, I don't know how many balls she took off the Trojan Bowl when it was raining up there a couple days ago. And, you know, she makes two great catches. We battled through, you know, look at Lila. She's got, I guess we can say it now, the labrum and surgery coming up and that kind of stuff. Just to battle through it, you know, to fight, just the courage and the guts that she has just to go back there. And I know it hurt her when she swung, when she was batting. I know it hurt when she was sliding in the second, stretching a single into a double. But just to be back there and be a team leader and let her and our teammates and the little girls that are sitting in the stands, there were a bunch of them up here I saw tonight, just to know what a gutty performance really looks like. You know, you take our infield, just got better and better as the season rolled along. We started off with a pretty good infield, and it just got better as it progressed. So, you know, it's we got one spot to fill. I don't know off the top of my head who that is right now. There's some pretty good candidates, though, Tom. I really feel like there's some girls who, younger girls as well, that you didn't see on the field here on the varsity level that will fight for that spot, too.